Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have not gotten to this point yet, but I do think it's... I think there's a difference between need and want, but I'll ask you, do the Cavs need Darius Garland in Game 2?
Yeah, I think they do. And I'm okay with even 70% of Darius, 75% of Darius. I just think what he brings to this team is just... I'm not going to turn this into crapping all over Ty Jerome because I hate doing that. But it's a night and day difference. I think we need Darius. And at this point, I would stress to Darius, it's time. You need to be on the court now.
I don't think you needed Darius in game one. Like, I don't think Darius would have made much of it. I know people will say, well, the shot creating abilities, fine. But no one was getting into a set. They were just running the ball down the court, looking and going, well, I guess I'm going to go to the paint there, and I'm going to throw up a lazy kind of floater. Like, that was half of Ty Jerome's plays there. I think Darius might do the same thing. I don't think they were ready for that game, and I don't think Darius playing through the toe
Wait,
injury.
I thought you were asking for game two.
No. I know, but I'm setting this up to say I don't think Darius would have made the difference in game one. I don't think he should make the difference in game two. I think when Darius is ready to be the best version of himself, Darius should be out there. I don't think you should need Darius to beat Indiana.
I was perfectly cool with their plan, and I don't know that this was or wasn't, but if their plan was until we lose, Darius doesn't see the court, I was okay with that thought process. But you can't go down 2-0. You go down 2-0, and all of a sudden you have a real problem on your hands, and that's what you're in danger of having on Tuesday. Like, it's there, and I do. I think they need to get a little bit better, and one way to do that is have Darius out there.
If Darius is, I really struggle with that, meaning the need part. I'd like Darius out there. If Darius is healthy enough to go in game two, you'll never get me. I'm not one of those weird Ty Jerome truthers who used a 2-game span against a god-awful Miami team to denigrate Darius Garland. No, the Cavs are absolutely a better team with Darius. But if the Cavs' plan has been, we're going to slow play it with Darius for as long as we can, I don't think just losing a game should be the thing that breaks glass in case of emergency here. Like, if you think, well, listen, now DeAndre's got a thumb, Evan's got this ankle injury that's been tweaked, Donovan's clearly not 100% whether he's on the list. Okay, maybe the math is in those details right there. But, like, run your offense. In game two.
Yeah, but Darius,
don't,
and
don't
Darius can do that, though.
Don't succumb to Indiana. Well, yeah, okay, but...
He's much better at running the offense.
Yeah, but I think the whole point of this offense is you don't really need a point guard.
But I also think the difference, too, though, I mean, Ty Jerome, he's slow. He's not fast at all, and that's part of his game. That's fine. That's okay. And I don't know. If you want to tell me that's part of Darius at 75%, is that he can't get to the basket and he can't do basically whatever he wants at will the way that we've seen him do it, then it's a different conversation. But if you're going to present to me the Darius that can use his speed and can be quicker than a lot of these guys, then, yeah, it's a very important part for the Cavs.
No, nobody's saying he's not important. The point is, like, if I tend to believe that Darius wouldn't have been some difference maker in game one because of the things that ailed you, I kind of feel the same way about game two. Like, you need Darius back when he's at his best self and when he's ready to be his best self.
I don't think you're getting that this postseason, though.
I think if they've sat him for as long as they have.
They've said he will be dealing with this the whole entire rest of the postseason.
But I think the idea that they have been this patient with it tells you that they know the more rest they get for him right now, the better for later on.
Oh, yes? It told me that they just didn't think that the Pacers were going to be something they necessarily had to really consider was a 6-7 game series and something they were going to be some sort of roadblock for him. But after game one, the Pacers can be a roadblock.
I think that's a massive overreaction to one game. I think the Cavs were the bigger problem in game one rather than just some magic pill that the Pacers took that gave them twice the strength and twice the power. Like, this is no, listen, Indiana played the best version of their game, and God bless them. It was a great game. Like, if the roles were reversed, if I'm an Indiana fan right now, I'm talking all levels of mess. The increments in which the Cavs have to play better, like, we're talking about infinitesimal improvements from game one to game two to be able to beat that Pacers team, because they played the best game we'll ever see from them. They've done a trade-off all year long. It's been, we're going to focus a little harder on defense, knowing that that might take us a little out of the offense that we like to play. Well, they didn't have to choose yesterday. I'll imagine if you just show up and actually are ready to play the Pacers in game two, I'll imagine you'll be ready to actually beat them.
I mean, Cavs still scored 112. I mean, I don't want to treat this like the Cavs scored 86 points or anything. It's like, it was impressive how they scored 112 and the offense wasn't really there.
Yeah, I mean, they did it because the Pacers just gave them everything. The Pacers did what the Heat dared them to do the first two games of that series, where the Heat were just like, you can have any shot
in
the post that you want.
They understood a Ty Jerome two-point shot is way more beneficial to them than anything.
Now, what's wild is in that game, you saw the Heat shore up in the intermediate, and it opened up shots. I think the Cavs planned at some point that the Pacers would make that same trade and be like, man, they're gouging us. What, 70 points in the paint? And then it never happened, and then they just didn't have some. Like, I think they were prepared for the Pacers to turtle on this one, and then when it didn't happen, they were the ones that turtled. So to me, the improvement from game one to game two isn't about Darius. Like, I don't like the idea of, all right, one game induces panic and Darius has to get out. Like Thomas said, Darius has to get over his toe injury. Like it's an emotional bruise inflicted by like a mean step parent. Like, no, it's a real injury.
You go to therapy for that, Darius.
And you need to be out there when you can be the best version of yourself to whatever extent that can be. If you need Darius to beat this Pacers team in game two, you might not have a chance in this series. If that panic thought of you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Need Darius, or you're not winning game two, the series might already be a sunk cost.
I mean, I thought you needed him to beat Boston for sure, and so yeah, the way that this series is looking right now, I do. I think you need Darius. I think anything needs to be out there.
216-474-0092. Does Darius have to play in game two? I've heard a lot of people pound this drum today. So how
cautious do you think the Cavs will be here? I thought it was interesting that Atkinson in the post game was talking about 60% Darius. Because we've been putting percentages on it, and we don't know. We're not his doctor. We have no idea. But I thought it was interesting because that's the ballpark that we've been playing with, like 60 to 70%, somewhere in that range, and then what he can offer up, because the speed he plays with and how fast he is, like, you just can't replicate that. There's nobody else on this team that can replicate what Darius can do that would fill in for Darius from that perspective.
I mean, I think it also depends on, because it's not just about the two games, the 2 days in between, you know, yesterday's game and tomorrow. It's also you have 3 days in between game two and game three.
Yeah.
So you have an extended bit of rest here.
So
in totality, it's potentially 5 days of rest in a row plus all the other rest that you've gotten versus him going and playing tomorrow night and then getting three rest.
I know, but it is something they told us that will be with him the entire postseason. Well, but when they said that, did they mean that it's 80% if he rests, or is it always going to be at that 60 to 65% range?
That's the part we don't
know. We just don't know.
That absolutely is the part we don't know.
If we had that information, it would definitely help.
But granted.
Nope, this convo at least.
If we had that information, that Indy would have that information. But I mean, I would imagine, I think what's going to happen is, win, lose, or draw, if the Cavs don't play Darius tomorrow, even if they win, let's go on the they win. It's a comfortable win. The balance is restored in the universe. I think Darius and or the Cavs are going to start taking heat over this. This isn't Jarrett's rib injury. I don't think we should be redoing or relitigating this again just to weaponize against a player.
Don't have to call up one of the Morris twins?
Get
their thoughts on it.
Now we got to get Markeith on it.
That's right.
We heard from Marcus on it.
Where is Markeith?
We're going to go to the other Morris twin, the lesser, as some call him.
Wouldn't it be funny if, as hard in the pain as Marcus went, Markeith is just a sweetheart?
What if he was just like, listen, toe injuries, they hurt, man. Yeah, you ever stub your toe?
This is painful. This is painful stuff that he has to deal with.
I'm not going to put anyone's name on it because I've heard four people in trying to relate to Darius's toe injury using the
talk about their toe injury.
You ever stub your toe?
Lima did it.
Yeah. I wasn't putting names on it because it wasn't just Lima.
I wanted to. I only heard Lima.
No, I heard there were several shows in town doing the, I stubbed my toe and I'm out for like 3 days.
That's like when someone,
guys, it's not the damn same. All right.
Yeah.
His toe injury and your toe injuries are two different toe injuries.
No, that we get this with back problems all the time. Any player that has a back injury, we get calls upon calls about their specific back injury and how it affected them.
The difference is with
always
back injuries.
Back injuries suck. Well,
when you have back injury, everybody goes, ooh, back injuries, nothing to play with.
That's because everyone knows that
when
they suck.
When you say somebody has a toe injury, they're like, yeah, I just stubbed my toe. What are we doing here? It's like, okay, you stubbed your toe. He has a toe sprain. I do like that we're calling it the great toe, right? I think it was the left great toe. And I was like, all
the
right.
The left great toe.
This is some branding, right?
How did big toe settle on this?
Yeah. Well, no, because big toe,
Well, you know what toe they're talking about when you say the left great toe?
Yeah. Yeah, none of the inferior toes we're dealing with here. We're talking about the great toe.
Is your great toe bigger than the toe that sits to the right of your great toe on your left foot?
Are you asking me to talk about the size of my toes on air?
Yeah, there's something to the idea. Some people have the left great toe be bigger than the one to the right of it on your left.
Right inferior
toe. And some have it inverted the other way.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. I think they might be the same length.
You have same length, great toe, and toe next to the great toe that we need branding for?
I think so.
Should we be the middle toe?
I don't think that's the middle toe. No,
the
middle toe.
There's got to be official documentation how we call these things.
Because we got the great toe, we got the pinky toe, and then there's the totations. There's like the...
the totations. Sounds like a bad name.
I was trying to go with Gladys Knight and the Pips.
May or may not have played at Bowling Green State at one point in life.
It's the Totations. Their biggest fan is Rex Ryan.
$5 cover charge. Quentin Tarantino.
216-474.
Now we're just naming people that have foot fetishes.
092. Say the one about the great left toe again.
Say it with your chest. Say it with conviction.
Does Darius have to play in game two? No more on the totations. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.